Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
I didn't know we were recording yet.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we're your hosts, the Sloppy Boys.
Hello, Jeff. Geez, you just started talking. I said, good God, he's going.
Yeah, well, top of the morning to you.
And to you and yours. Yes, yes.
Happy St. Patrick's. Well, hey.
Don't say it. Yow.
Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day to one and all.
I can't believe that I get to spend my St. Patrick's Day with two Irish lassies.
Well, I'll tell you how Irish my St. Patrick's Day is going. I'm up at my brother and sister-in-law's house. We got all quarantined and we're all doing it. And we had ourselves a little corned beef and cabbage meal tonight.
No.
We're doing it up. We're ready.
What'd you put on there, Mike?
I put mustard. Just mustard. Yellow mustard.
The yellow stuff.
The yellow stuff.
French's. Yeah.
French's.
My favorite thing about that meal is that it's called boiled dinner.
Yeah. And I think we put it in at 11 today and we ate it 7.
You know what, Mike? I'll give you a little hot tip.
Yeah.
Save room for a little potato.
Well, there's potato and carrot in it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think potato should be eaten all throughout the meal, not just saved till the very end.
You want to remember that potato.
Yes, you're going to remember the potatoes.
Look at you guys.
I know.
Sometimes I look at the two of you, especially on St. Patrick's Day, and I feel like you would be the perfect stars of a Boondock Saints reboot.
Oh, us?
Yeah. A reboon?
Reboon, dog.
Boondock Saints, the reboon.
Oh, have you guys seen that movie, Overnight?
No, I want to.
No, it's the documentary about it, right?
Yeah, we should do a Patreon about it. Everybody watch Overnight. It's about the making. It's the guy that wrote Boondock Saints. And
did it come out in like 2001? Like, is it old?
Yeah, it came out. It came out back then.
Yeah.
And it was kind of in just floating around in obscurity. And I just saw recently Chris Farron, rock and roll star, told me about it. And
love Chris
Mitch is a huge fan of it, too.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I liked it in, you know, late high school or college or whenever I saw it. But then hearing that the guy who made it was this like totally self-defeating hotshot piece of shit makes it really funny.
The success goes to his head faster than any success has gotten to any head. And also,
and that's what like the overnight means? Like overnight
success? Yes, he's an overnight success. Because, I mean, it's a pretty crazy story. Like Harvey Weinstein like bought the script for $1 million. The guy was just like a bartender. And Harvey Weinstein like bought the script for $1 million, made the guy rich, and then bought the bar and gave it to the guy. So the guy really, it just, you know, melted his brain. And then, but the funniest part about, and the thing that reason I was just thinking of it for like St. Patrick's Day is he did like the soundtrack for the movie himself with his Boston buddies, and their band was eventually called Boondock Saints, and you got to get into the whole thing. It's very good.
Very cool. Yeah, that was a big, like, when it first came, like, that's a college kid's movie. He's like, this is like cinema, like, going to the extreme.
Yes, it was a big poster on the dorms of Ithaca. I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Well, we have a lot to get into today. You guys want to talk about some booze news?
It's a listener submitted theme song. Hit it.
Oh.
This one is from Jeremy Colross.
Vermouth month.
It's about to get real sloppy in here.
Booze news. You're so fine.
It's booze news, you greasy little shit.
Damn, damn, damn.
Ooh, Jeremy.
Wow.
Funkified.
That was top notch. That was from, what's his name? Jeremy Coleman?
Colross.
You don't know Jeremy Colross?
Do you think that's... Do you think J. Cole, the rapper, that's him and that's his like fake name?
It's my assumption.
His pen name?
Look, that's the simplest explanation. That's the Occam's razor applied to booze news.
Wow, geez.
Hey, I like how, you know, you think of booze news and you think of pitched up vocals, or I know I do. And what this guy did he had a big low voice in there.
J. Cole went the other way with it. Well, he works probably with big time producers, J. Cole. So, yeah.
Yeah, they got the knobs that go both up and down if you want to pitch the voices. Guys, we have huge news today. MGD has a whole new look.
Oh, no.
No.
Yes, we talk about it often on this show. We say that Miller Genuine Draft is the official label to be found in the woods.
It's a good find in the woods beer bottle.
The old black... label, yeah, is something you find on bundles of sticks or down on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
Now, here I shared the picture with you guys. You seeing this new look?
Yes.
It is a black can.
Ooh.
They've emphasized the eagle and the big red dot, and they've emphasized genuine. And then all the articles. This was sent to us by multiple slobheads. Thanks, everyone, for sending it. It's nice to have you on the beat. And so MGD, we found out it's not the flagship, right? So Miller High Life, that's the big main Miller beer, the time-honored Miller beer. And then in the 80s, they came out with MGD, where it's like the bottles are not heated after being bottled. So it's more like a draft brew or something like
that.
In the 80s. And then it was a huge success and it was the hit in the early 90s. And then it has just been crapping out for like 30 years and nobody except for podcasters are talking about it.
All podcasters, not just this podcast.
Oh yeah.
You know, what's funny is I thought they were going to get away from like the black label because that's what maybe made it feel old hat.
Yeah.
And what they've doubled down on it. They got themselves a black can. And I got to say the thing that I think when I look at this is Japan.
Oh,
right. It's got the big red dot in the middle.
Because they really emphasize this giant red dot in the middle of it. And, you know, if you look at the old can, it's not like, oh, the beloved Miller red dot. Like, what a bizarre thing to carry over. Like, we're really going to double down on this red dot.
Do you think that red dot is at all related to the 7-Up dot?
Oh. Yeah, it's got to be.
Interesting. Same DNA.
I just love how they didn't change the beer at all. And sales have been bad and they had to revamp. So they hired a design firm to redesign this can. And I love all these articles in Ad Age and everywhere are talking about the bold new look, emphasizing the genuineness. And the headline is, they've got a new nothing to hide brand refresh.
What a dumb world. The whole world is so dumb.
Oh yeah, that eagle is 10 times the size now. This feels like an Ed Hardy remake.
Yeah, because
like
it's
a special edition Ed Hardy.
When the logo is like spilling out onto the can, it does look like an Ed Hardy shirt with a huge graphic.
Well, the eagle wings too kind of feel bikery, throwbacky like that.
Uh-huh. Sure.
We'll share this picture and listeners, you Google it. But it reminds me, it's kind of punk rock in the way that, remember when in LA the Tam O'Shanter bar updated their sign to be the lightning bolt.
It's like a Harry Potter-ish like.
Yeah. Lightning where bolt. it's still like British, but it's got a edge to it. This can to me is like the can looked like it was from 1992, and now they've updated it to like 2009. But
there's some really maybe kind of sad pictures of logo refreshes throughout the years. The big move is to get rid of serifs, in your text. So you know, like the old Wendy's, like Western sort of style logo. Now it's just like a blobby cursive Wendy's.
Yeah.
And
so serif means what? That old timey font?
Like the wingtips on letters, like Times New Roman has serifs. Verdana does not, for example.
Okay.
And
oh,
it's
interesting.
Like,
Jeff, and you were telling me you weren't having problems getting laid, or were?
He was definitely screaming and crying about one or the other. Don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. Well, whatever you just said really sends me in one way or the other. I don't know.
Okay, what else for booze news?
Michael?
I got a little update here, okay? This is brought to me. Kevin Clark, big-time slophead, sent me. He DM'd me. It is exciting, very exciting breaking news. So this is a story that is coming back from the dead. We all remember I was on the Pepsi booze seltzer beat for a while.
Right.
That fell apart. I didn't want to do it anymore. It felt like Pepsi wasn't going to do anything, and I wasn't going to look into it anymore.
And it was a train wreck.
The trail went cold, yeah.
The trail went cold. My interest went cold. But Kevin Clark has lit a fire under my ass. He sent me an article. Pepsi has released a line of cocktail mixers.
Oh!
Okay?
Oh.
Not spiked seltzer, necessarily. They have four drinks, which fall under the new Neon Zebra brand, and they were made to appeal to 21 to 34-year-olds. At-home drinking has risen during the pandemic.
Hey, that's just a little bit younger than us.
That's right.
That is so funny to be like, you know, young Gen Z, colorful, Neon Zebra.
They put it into like a title generator. They started working on this drink 2 years ago. It's finally coming out. And it's, they want to do something, you know, when like you get those big jug mixer things of like margarita mix or something, you drink some of it and it stays on your shelf for a year. Well, they wanted to shrink it down. The flavors are margarita, strawberry daiquiri, mojito, and whiskey sour.
Oh.
It's one 7.5-ounce can is supposed to make two cocktails with 3 ounces of spirits added to each.
Okay.
That's cool. I like
right?
this.
I mean, it's cool, but I also like I knew Pepsi didn't have the balls to make something with alcohol in it. They're too big a brand. They're too safe.
Right. It's a mixer. It's the best they could do, I guess.
It's so funny that you knew they were working on it. So it is like there was a team of people that spent like a year on this, and then like their knees were knocking and they were nervous and they're like,
and Pepsi said like, yeah, there's a spike seltzer trend, but it's going away. The next thing is we're going to be on the forefront of this next thing. And maybe they will be. Who knows?
I thought the trail went cold when we thought Topo Chico was going to come out with one, and they're like technically a Pepsi brand, right? Is that still happening?
They're a Coca-Cola brand.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, so they're doing that. And then my last report I think was that Pepsi said no, we're not going to do one.
Oh right. I remember.
No, we just can't. We can't figure
I'll
it
say
out.
This about Neon Zebra. I bet you it's going to be a zebra with different color stripes instead of just black. And if I was fruit stripe gum, I would say, you're about to get your ass landed in court, buddy.
Lawyer up, asshole.
I got to start chewing some of that stuff again. That stuff was great.
That stuff was weird. The one in the purple pack was good. The one in the green pack was odd.
The flavor went dead within two chews.
Well, that's gum.
Get one good bite.
Two chews, you lose.
That's just gum.
Michael, you just reminded me. I almost blanked on some huge news, booze news sent to us by Selena, our old friend from the Sloppy Boys Zoom room, you may remember.
Oh, yes.
Bud Light Seltzer. They're done with the ugly sweater pack. And now, coming for the spring, they have Bud Light Seltzer out of office pack, limited edition. It's like a vacation tropical theme.
All right.
And it is Bud Light Seltzer flavors. Here are the flavors. Classic lime margarita.
Great.
Strawberry daiquiri.
Fine.
Mango Mai Tai, of course.
Trash.
And watermelon mojito.
Mm. Ooh, I like watermelon. These are on the shelves now?
They're in select places right now, everywhere soon.
Holy shit.
Well, slopheads, get ready for that episode.
Yeah. Hey, we got to find it. Because, like, you know, we got a good jump on the ugly sweater pack. We were a little ahead of the game. We got to be just, we got to keep the fire under our asses. Don't get complacent.
I mean, that's what Booze News is good. It's getting us into it. We'll get this Neon Zebra shit too.
This is awesome. Oh my God. I feel like just inspired and like just ready to hit the ground running with all this stuff. Like I finally got my life in order.
Great.
And that wraps up.
Yeah. Let's get into the drink. What do you say?
What did you say?
Wrap up Booze News. Okay. Into the drink today. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all, because we are drinking the Irish Car Bomb.
Whoa.
Oh.
This is a shot glass of Bailey's Irish Cream and Jameson Irish Whiskey dropped in to a Guinness pint. And you have to drink it fast before the liquid curdles. Have you guys had it?
Oh, yeah, man. We did it. We were on a Irish Car Bomb craze at one point.
Aye, Timmy.
We had a... Scrooge McDuck.
You know I've had these. Have we had them together? Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, of course we have. We were on it. Remember, we had a friend who brought them into our world, and she kept buying them. Like, when we would go out, she'd be like, Car Bombs? And we're like, okay.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what's funny is that I... pretty embarrassingly late learned about the curdling, because I remember probably during phase, one of you guys handing me one, and I was like, you know, I actually like the taste of these, and I'm not gonna chug it, and I just held it in my hand, and it turned to cottage cheese.
Yeah, awesome. Hey, quick question before we get too much deeper. Is the shot 50-50 on the Bailey's and Jameson?
Well, Jefferson, yes.
and you pour it slowly so you can see it separate.
Stack.
Some people layer it, put a little spoon there so they can layer it. Because the guy that invented it said he gets a little kick out of the idea that it looks like you're dropping a little pint of Guinness into a bigger pint of Guinness.
Okay, I like that.
That's funny.
And then also, do you need a full pint? Do you have to turn this into like, because I mean, a pint's a lot to chug if you're going to go that route.
Oh, yeah. No, it shouldn't be. It should be half to three quarters, but like.
Enough to submerge the shot glass.
Yeah. If you buy again, at a bar, if you order it this way, they'll just fill it halfway for you. But I've got like tall boy cans. I'm just going to pour half into my pint glass. I've got one of those British pint glasses. You know, the one that halfway up, it has a ridge and then it gets wider. So it's a 20 ounce.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thing. Do I ever.
That way I won't get splashed quite as much as you guys.
Right.
I'm going to be drenched.
Cause it's going to get wet and wild.
Yeah. I'm getting my, rain gear, I guess is the word for it.
Yeah. No other
what
way
else
to
could
say
I
it.
Say my sloppy stuff.
Sorry, folks.
Hey, put on the sloppy stuff. We're doing American pint glass bombs.
Yeah, you at home are in the splash zone. Like Shamu.
Put on those parkas.
Now, my dear boy, I have a question. Where does the Irish Car Bomb name come from?
Okay, I was praying that you would ask that because it's a big bummer. It's a problematic name that people don't really even say anymore. It's being phased out.
It's an intense name. Right. Oh, yeah. It's just the Irish.
Was it like the IRA literally bombing?
It is. It's like, you know, the troubles in Northern Ireland, the conflict between Protestants and Catholics. And, mm-hmm. and like there really were car bombs in Belfast and lots of people really did die. So this drink is whimsically named after that, almost as if you called a drink the 9/11.
Right.
So... sorry for saying it, folks. You can say Irish Slammer, I guess, or Guinness Bomb, but I don't think Guinness Bomb is any better. Just broadening
Guinness
it out
Bomb, to- I get, because you're like dropping a little, like the bombing is the putting the shot is bombing in.
And there are other bombs, right? Because there's
Jaeger Bomb.
Jaeger Bomb, which is Jaeger dropped Saki into bomb. Red Bull.
Saki Bomb.
Saki uh-huh. Bomb. Saki Bomb is like a precursor to the Irish Car Bomb, and then the granddaddy of them all, the Boilermaker.
Oh, honestly, haven't had Boilermaker.
Is the Boilermaker isn't like you drop it in and then drink it as fast as you can, right?
Oh, you had to point that out, didn't you, Mike? yeah, I think any beer with any whiskey in it is a Boilermaker. You uh-huh. could have them one at a time, you could drop it in, but most people just mix it together. But you want to hear about the backstory on this particular bomb beverage?
Yes, sure.
It is a fully American creation, invented in the 70s at Billy Wilson's Pub in Norwich, Connecticut. by a bartender owner named Charles Oat.
Cool.
Good.
Basically, in the 70s, Bailey's had just come out. I thought Bailey's was like a time-honored old thing, but that's not true.
They tricked you.
It looks like
they cooked it up. And in fact, they like the signature on the bottle. It says like something Bailey like has signed it, and that's just fully bullshit.
there is no Bailey.
Nobody signed my bottle.
There are people named Bailey in the world. I know that for sure. I just
got to be.
No, who? but so that was like a popular thing in the 70s, and they were trying to find out, you know, new ways to use it. It got really big in America. And at this bar in Connecticut for St. Patrick's Day, 1977, Charles Oat invented a shot called the Grandfather, which was Bailey's and Kahlua in a little shot glass.
Okay.
And it looked like a little Irish coffee, and it's a shot. You drink it when you're toasting to your grandfather. That's why it was called. So it was St. Patrick's Day, and people would all gather around and toast to their grandfathers. But the thing was that both of those liqueurs are pretty gentle, so it wasn't getting them drunk. So he said, let's add Jameson to it. Uh-huh. And then that, the three of those all together in a shot glass, was called the IRA. So the names are starting to get a little problematic at this point. Uh-huh. And then that was the hit of that St. Patrick's Day at that bar in Connecticut. Everyone said, oh, we love the RA. We're throwing these things back. And it was a popular thing at the bar for a couple of years. And then later down the line, the bartender was having one of his famous IRAs at the same time as a Guinness. And he said,
man,
how about I drop it in?
Imagine St. Patrick's Day, 1977. You're having a blast with the newest, best drink on the block. And you don't even know that Star Wars is coming this summer.
You don't even know that punk rock is about to break big across the pond. Yeah, maybe you do already know that.
Well, without further ado, shall we?
Let's do it. So the what do you call it? The ratios here.
Uh-huh.
In your little shot glass, mm-hmm. you have a half ounce of Irish whiskey and a half ounce of Bailey's Irish cream.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got your one Guinness beer. And then the method is... add the Bailey's and whiskey into a shot glass, pouring slowly as to create a layered effect. Drop the shot into the pint glass filled half to three quarters of the way with Guinness. Drink immediately.
Okay.
You've only got like 5 seconds, and you can still drink it when it's curdled. It's not like it's unhealthy or anything.
Right.
It's just chunky.
Doesn't taste as good. Yeah, it's a weird texture for all the texture fiends out there.
And for the curdling.
And for the curdling.
The Jameson doesn't curdle it. The beer does?
It's the acid in the stout is
okay.
reacting with gotcha. the milk in the liqueur. So yeah, it's weird that Jameson doesn't do it.
So that'll be good for the pod. So we can go ready our stuff, come back, and do it live.
Do it live. You'll hear the clinks and the slurp downs.
Yeah, and so that way we don't have to worry about the shot curdling on us.
Great.
You think Bill O'Reilly is Irish? Do you think we'll do it live? Was that what he's talking about? That's crazy.
Do your shots live.
It can't be that.
It's crazy.
It can't. That cannot be that.
That's nuts. All right.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Folks, we'll be right back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Sloppy Boys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Sloppy Boys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time. Hey folks, we want to slow down for a second and talk about a podcast we love called You Are Worthy with Lil Mookie B. It's a podcast about empathy, therapy, positivity, and love, among others. Comedian, actor, and social media influencer Michael Mookie Blakelock, aka Lil Mookie B, began attending therapy just a few months ago. And instead of keeping the gifts of therapy to himself, he has decided to spread the love and positivity throughout the world by sharing the message of therapy and making sure that people understand that they desperately need therapy too, so that they can be just like him and have empathy just like he does. Wow, what a mission he's on. Each episode, Mookie welcomes your favorite comedians and improvisers, other than himself, of course, upon the podcast. As if that wasn't enough, he will share with you what he's learned in therapy that week, lead you through guided meditations and affirmations to help you through your boring everyday life, and answer life advice questions from listeners whose lives are falling apart. It's a great podcast. What can I say? We love Mookie. He's helping people. He's doing the work. You have to check it out. Listen everywhere podcasts are listened to, and remember that you are worthy with Lil Mookie B.
And we're back.
Hey,
we are back live. I am here. Guys, you got your drinks with you. I'm in a room with six people right now.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going? Hey, great to see you.
How are you?
Hello.
Hey,
happy St. Patrick's Day.
You too. Thanks for having us on your show.
The whole party gang has congregated.
I got my brother Kyle, sister-in-law Lindsay, our buddy Chris, niece Tig, and Ryan Hanford.
Ooh. Okay, now niece Tig is not having an Irish car bomb, is she?
And Will!
Hey, Will! All right.
Dude, we got some nephews and nieces and family here.
When the nephews have arrived, it's time to party.
And Tig's having milk. Tig's going to have milk.
Ready to drop?
Okay, so do we splash it right down the middle, or do you kind of slide it down the side of the cup, you think?
I'm going to rest it right on the top of the foam and then drop gently.
Ready?
Yes. Three, two, one.
Bombs away!
There you go!
Yep.
Ah. Oh,
Yep.
Oh. That's oh, it was right, Tig.
What are the nieces and nephews thinking of it over there?
There was a lot of, what are you doing? And ew. Nobody explained what is happening.
That tumbled right down the throat. That wasn't too hard at all. It was nice and smooth.
I did get a little bit of an insta-curdle.
After you chug it, you got to pull out a little spoon to finish off the curdle. Yeah, I think you only have 5 seconds to get going before the curdlage.
Oh, I had a nanosecond. I was looking at curdle as it was going down in my throat.
Wait a minute. We did have another drink. Tig, what did you think of the milk you had?
I did not finish it.
She didn't finish. Couldn't finish it. But did you like the taste?
Milk is all the same.
It was an Irish cow, though.
There you go.
It was an Irish cow. It was a green spot.
Hey, we're doing milk bombs here.
It's funny. This is the first time we haven't been able to like sit with a drink and see how we feel about it. It's just sort of like, there it was. How did it taste?
That was it.
Yeah.
I loved it. It really did. I didn't do it in one gulp. I think a real pro, you're supposed to just relax your throat like when you're doing a funnel or a beer bong. I had a couple of gulps in the middle, but it wasn't like that. It wasn't exploding. It wasn't so frothy that I'm full of carbon dioxide. It, because I mean, it's probably been 5 years since I had one, and I was pleasantly surprised with how smooth.
Very smooth. The taste is great. It really is like milkshakey.
Very milkshakey.
Unlike a Jaeger bomb, those I have to choke down. Whereas these are delish.
Cool. Well, Jaeger bomb is a weird, I mean, there's no reason to be having Red Bull, especially if you're out at a bar. I understand pre-gaming with Red Bull, but having Red Bull, like, especially end of the night shots doing a Jaeger bomb, it's really just, that's a full novelty. That's a silly thing to do.
It tasted good. The fam loved it. I think my brother's having another one out there.
it would be funny if that became like a just a normal a normal drink.
Yeah. And now I'm finished the rest of my Guinness.
Me too. And then I could be due for another car bomb, baby.
Jefferson!
Yeah. I would do another bomb ski. Yeah, they're fun. It's a fun event.
It's a fun event. And also like the taste combination because Bailey's, I don't know if you stole a little sip on its own, but it's too sweet and desserty. Mm-hmm. So dropping it into this, it actually does make the whole thing better.
Well, it's funny too. It's the type of drink where you've got them and it's got to all happen at one time. And I felt this with just now with these guys here and you guys and being like, no, hold on, not yet. But are we going? No. Hold on.
Yep.
Is everyone ready?
I must party appropriately and in the perfect fashion.
It's real fun.
I remember being out. Maybe I flapped about this on the pod once, but one of the first times I ever like spent a lot of money on dinner and then I was like, oh my God, I got to pay a big bill. It was because I was at Largo with some guys, like a friend and mutual friends that he brought.
Oh, but you've talked about this.
Yeah, but like that night, I told it because the bill came and it was $56 and I was like, $56. But what was weird about that night was the drink, like to out us for being 22, the drink that we kept ordering that night while we had dinner at Largo was Irish car bombs. and that in retrospect is so ridiculous to think that other people at that place were looking at us being like, yes, another round and we're having these.
A round of a trick drink. Oh, okay.
The only more boisterous version is the sake bomb where you balance the shot on chopsticks and then slam the table so that the shot glass tumbles.
What if you're at like a solid oak table that just won't budge?
You gotta slam hard, as hard as you can.
Jeez.
There's one bomb drink that's maybe like, it's called like the diffuser or something where the shot glass is upside down at the bottom of the pint glass.
Awesome. That sounds cool.
But then you pull the bottom of the shot glass up like you're pulling the pin on a grenade.
Whoa.
We got to do that one.
That's a cool one. Yeah, let's do all the trick. Let's do like trick month and just do a bunch of trick drinks.
And also, if we wanted to like bring our skateboards and bikes, we could do tricks too.
Like an and one video.
Yeah, and if some of us have just got like a magic book for Christmas and they're finally getting good at it, like how to do card tricks, maybe we should bring that guy.
I just watched In and of Itself, and I've been doing those type of tricks.
Oh yes, me too.
Wait, what's In and of Itself?
That's the first. I do know a few card tricks. In and of Itself is the first card trick I ever learned.
Oh my God. The first card trick you ever learned was a hour long one man show. That is crazy.
Jeff, In and of Itself is a, and for other people who don't know, is this one man show of this guy does some tricks and it's more than that, but it's very cool to watch.
Okay, cool. You've mentioned it.
Unless you're me and you hated it, but.
Tim hated it. Wow. I thought it was cool.
Of course I hated it.
Oh, you're not cool, man.
I was distracted. There's a lot of celebrities in the audience, and that bothered me. I'm anti-celeb.
See, I love seeing the celebs. I love it. It's great.
I hope you had your autograph book while you were watching that one.
Yeah, I kept throwing it at the TV.
If Trick Month goes half as well as Vermouth Month, then it's going to be a huge
success. Vermouth Month made the drop today, but I don't know if it's going to go any better.
Hey, speaking of tricks, have you guys seen... are you familiar with cardistry?
Cardistry? No.
Is this like, they're kind of like skateboard videos, but with cards?
Yes.
So This is dorky.
It's dorky, but I've watched this thing like 20 times. There's a video on YouTube. I'm going to put a link in the description for a crew called Fontaine Fam. And they are like a jackass crew that does cardistry. Which I looked up, what is cardistry? It's the non-magical manipulation of playing cards.
Oh, like so throwing them around and stuff? And
it's just them doing like sleight of hand and crazy tricks. And
like
and
the like, big fans and things?
Yeah. And it's funny to see like when it's a couple years old now, but when it was first shown to me, I was like, how is this a subculture that's come this far without me even... like knowing about it. This is a thing and there are crews and there's a video and these guys are probably getting laid off this stuff. It's just so insane.
But it's so sad that those kids are non-magical.
Well,
hold on. I'm sorry guys. I hate to break this up.
We got a brother.
We got another car bomb. Kyle wants to see how it goes the second time.
I'll get in on that.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, Jeff's getting in on it too.
Yeah.
Jeff, you're with me?
Me too.
All right, I'll get one too. Hold on.
Oh, my pint glass is all fucked up. Hold on. All right, two seconds.
Did you guys get your like shots to separate?
Yeah, mine separated weird in the shot glass, but it wasn't gross, so I was rolling with
it. Yeah, it's not as cool as I want it to be.
Oh,
yeah, I wanted it to separate. A little Guinness.
This part to separate. Yeah, it's.
By the way, I went to go reuse my pint glass and shot glass from before, and it just had like specks of cottage cheese all over it. I had to rinse it.
I know. For all you fathers out there, it kind of looks like spit up.
You mean priests?
Oh, and here's one of my kids who spit up on me like this when she was a child.
Was she drinking a lot of car bombs at the time?
Okay, we're ready?
Sorry, ready? Yeah, here we go. Ready?
Okay, here we go. A three and a two and a, well, one. Woo! Bombs away.
Ooh. Why are you putting the cup in there?
Well, it's what St. Patrick used to drink when he would kill the snakes.
I gotta say, that drink just cleared all the snakes out of my home.
Bye, gang.
Bye.
Hey, if I see any more car bombs, I'll let you know. Come on.
See ya.
Delicious, once again. Love it.
A fantastic drink.
Maybe a 6 stars out of 5 stars.
Too fun.
It tastes, there's no Kahlua. They used to have Kahlua in these, but... kind of almost has like, it's like drinking a delicious iced coffee.
Yeah,
now,
for sure.
I went to the store to get my Baileys. I didn't have any Baileys.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, they have this little ass bottle. I wanted to get like a bigger one if they had one. The only other thing they had was Baileys Minis, which I think you got.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Now, is that enough? Did you just do 2 car bombs with 1 mini or how does that math work out?
Yeah, you only need 15 milliliters for this drink. And a mini is 100 milliliters. So
Jesus Christmas.
I also have finished the rest of the mini just for kicks. And I'm sipping on the Guinness.
I got what they call the Bailey's Big Boy. It's a gallon.
No.
No, I just got a regular Bailey's.
How do you feel about yourself liking this? We all drank it. We all said it was delicious. We are guys who only about a week ago were taking a craft cocktail class and and thinking that we were going to get smart and learn more about
We came on this culture. Podcast and said we were mix masters now.
And I'm already embarrassed. If Jack Schramm over at Gush found out that we love Irish car bombs, I'd be humiliated.
He could be listening, and he seems like he'd like them too, though. He has fun with the drinks.
That's true.
He's a fun guy.
It's funny knowing that like people like Jack and Giuseppe Gonzalez might listen. They got serious cred in the cocktail world.
Well, I hope they're listening. They're saying, you know what? Yes, it's fun. Drinking is fun.
These stupid boys are having fun.
I bet you it's like, you know, if somebody likes shitty music or comedy and we're like, yeah, you know, that's fine if you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah. That is absolutely true. And yeah, every time you talk to anybody back home and they tell you what TV shows they like and you're like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You had a few screws loose. Hey, I wanted to talk St. Patrick's Day memories.
Okay, great.
Because we had, I feel like together, when we were living together, at the bottom of our hill, there was not one but two Irish pubs. We had
yes.
Maeve's Residuals.
Yes.
Named such because if you're an actor and you bring in a residual check that's under a dollar, I think you get a free drink or something like that.
Yep. Yes,
correct.
And right next door, the Fox and the Hound. These are valley bars when we lived in the hills on the backside.
These are on Ventura Boulevard in Universal City.
Ventura.
If you have hit the Marshalls, you've gone too far.
We had a good, I feel like all like 7 years living there, at least a few of those years, we went down there and pinged back and forth between, it would be an all day drinking thing. And yeah. I remember specifically, I don't know what we were up to, but Mike, do you remember one year we got there really late?
Yep. Yeah, I remember this. I know where this is going. Yeah.
I think that everybody else had a fun day of drinking and that Maeve's Residuals had, they were giving out free corned beef and cabbage and free.
All day.
It had been out all day.
All day and like stew, right? Like beef stew. And we joined in late and we went to the back corner. Because that's a place that always had free popcorn and stuff. And we'd be like, yeah, we're going to go load up.
I think you and I, Tim, were doing a charity work of some sort. We were.
That's true. I feel like the children at the orphanage had the day of their lives. And
yes,
then
we were so fun and funny for them. We got that big bounce house. But yes, so we got there to Residuals late.
And then we said, hey, look at this, all this free food. And this is midnight. And the food had been out since 9 a.m. And not only did we eat it, but the bar was like, it was like really packed and stuff. And we were like, hey, let's go home. Let's walk up the hill. And I remember we took pint glasses.
Yeah.
And we filled the pint glasses up with food and ate it while we walked.
I remember walking up there and being like, whoa, what's that you got there? And then seeing you guys pick pieces of corned beef hash out of a pint glass and eat it on the walk home.
But
Even a night we both did a few Technicolor yawns. That can't have been good for us.
No, it for real was, because, I mean, we had forks and pint glasses and we were walking up the hill being like, we're geniuses, dude. This is so
we
this
got
is
so old great. Food free. Yeah,
this is a once a year grift.
But then we did separately. You lived upstairs and I lived downstairs, but we reconvened in the morning.
Yeah.
And let's just say that you would not have wanted to be inside our septic tank on that day.
On that fateful night.
Not that day. Not that day.
Not that day. Every other day, fantastic.
But you would have had a really bad vantage point. No, we both got food poisoning. We ate pints of meat.
Yeah.
And we both instantly got food poisoning and we were sick for the whole next day. That was only the second time I got food poisoning. No, we got it together a different time.
Also, first red flag is when you say pints of meat because that's not a measurement of meat.
A pint of corned beef, a pint. But also there were some potatoes and old carrots in there as well.
There was a controversial time where earlier when we were interning and we were living at the Oakwood Apartments.
Oh, yeah.
you had Chipotle for lunch. Uh-huh. And then for dinner, you made yourself a raw steak, barely cooked. And then then you got food poisoning, and the whole next day you were like, "Oh, it's that Chipotle."
What are they doing down at Chipotle? They're killing me, God.
For some reason, I felt like Chipotle was like newish at the time, and I felt like I had ownership of it. I needed to defend their honor. And I was like,
"They know, no, they know how to cook their meat." No, they don't, Tim. It wasn't that gray steak. I got that gray steak from. It was gray when I got it. It was like an old steak.
It was a manager's special. It had the stickers on it, like must go now. Yeah.
And before it was put on the grill, it was gray.
And on the label from the deli, it said old steak.
Old steak, prepare gray.
I'm like, isn't a steak like a wine where you want it to age a little bit? Like, yeah. Aged beef.
Tim, you saved my ass from food poisoning one time, much later though. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I brought you to the hospital. What was the deal?
I was just shooting liquid out of both ends and couldn't keep anything down.
What did you eat that day?
Honestly, I don't want to speak ill, but I think it was oysters from a beloved restaurant in Los Feliz.
Mm, I know.
You know what? I know that restaurant and I love it with all my heart, but I've heard that before because it's dollar oysters. What do you expect? You know,
I think Fran had the same problem.
And oysters, I think in general are.
Yeah.
That's true. You could be at the freshest oyster place and like one out of like three dozen is rank.
Sure. And I've had oysters there 20 times. So one bout of food poisoning is fine.
Yeah, that's not bad. But Jeff, I do remember you texted me and you're like, "Oh, I'm all fucked up." And then I came and I saw it. You know when it's like you don't want to register on your face when somebody really looks like shit because you don't want to freak them out. But I remember walking into your apartment and you were gray.
Not unlike the meats that could put you there.
And like, I was so sick all day. And then when you came to help me, you know, you took me to the ER and whatever. And you were like figuring shit out on your phone because like I was just so out of sorts that I couldn't do anything. And I remember going to the hospital. I was like, man, Jessica's got it pretty good.
I was
like, Tim is a capable guy.
It was a good like dry run for an emergency, though, because I was thinking I actually didn't. I'm stupid. And I think a lot of people might be stupid. And you don't really think about what is the closest emergency room from your house. And it hadn't really come up. I've brought people to the hospital, but like one time I brought somebody to the emergency room and I brought him to Kaiser Permanente and it was all confusing because they don't accept insurance and stuff. So I wanted to bring you to a place that would like accept you and
a place where I could be accepted.
Yeah, a place. You were sort of like an ugly duckling and I brought you to a place where you were a swan.
Jeff, you had it coming out of both ends. Have you, the thing Tim is talking about when I ate the manager special meat, I was doing both ends at the same time, like sitting down on the toilet and puking into a garbage can. Like that's
toilet and bucket simultaneously.
You feel like you're
an alien.
You kind of laugh at yourself a little bit because it's a little too much.
It's a little bit out of body to be like, wow, this body's got it rough.
I did the old between the legs while you're sitting in the
Timmy.
That's nasty. Wait, Tim, so you had food poisoning though, like before I did, right? That same semester.
It was from another place I love with all my heart, Paquito Mas.
Well,
it'll happen. And I was right back there later that week.
And hey, apologies to the listeners who just had a bunch of curdling milk and are now hearing about food poisoning.
Oh, yeah. Come on. This is disgusting stuff.
Let's get back on the St. Patrick's Day wagon.
Do you, just going back to old St. Patrick's Days, you probably guys don't remember this. Do you remember last year when we celebrated St. Patrick's Day together? Do you remember last year?
No, I don't.
Not you may have. Well, you're probably being kind because I messed up on St. Patrick's Day real bad.
How so?
Do you remember? You don't remember this?
Okay. This is starting to ring a bell.
Here's what happened. I basically focused on the wrong country. Okay. You know what I mean? I was not focused.
Okay.
Oh, because I mean, St. Patrick's Day, you got to be thinking Ireland, you know,
right,
Ireland.
Exactly. And my mind was elsewhere. And then it was a bummer. And I ended up making a little voice memo of that day. Jeff, you want to play that?
Oh, yeah. I've got it right here, actually.
Yeah.
It's St. Patrick's Day, and I got the keg. My friends all left me because I got the wrong keg.
I do remember this, now that you mention it.
Do you remember this?
I'm sipping on a Foster's. It's Australian for Foster's. I'm sipping on a Foster's. I'm all alone on St. Patrick's Day.
It's party time.
Really against the spirit of the whole thing.
I don't think I can finish this whole keg without chundering!
Without chundering?
Oh, I also made shamrock-shaped cookies.
Oh, Michael.
Yeah, you remember that? I mean, yes,
now,
you remember
now
that.
I do.
That
clear
was
as
awful.
Day.
I got a full keg of Foster's Australian beer on St. Patrick's Day.
That was firmly flop era behavior.
That sucked. That was a bummer. But I'm glad you guys got past it.
Yeah, I mean, hey, what can you do? You trudge on in life and you move forward.
That's right.
I remember you came to us hat in hand.
Yeah.
And we said, hey.
Oh, yeah.
We said, hey, forgive and forget. That's probably why I couldn't remember when you were first talking about it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I think we should take a break and maybe do another.
I'm down.
Oh, you animal. Look at you.
Why not?
All right, great. Folks,
we'll be right back.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And we're back in.
All right, we're back
in. We're in.
Car bomb number three.
Okay.
Listen to this. During the break, I texted my friend who's in the Navy, and he had been at that base in Norwich, Connecticut, right by this bar. Mm-hmm. So I texted him. I said, hey, you ever go to Billy Wilson's bar? They invented the Irish car bomb. And he said, I never made it out there. I did hear about it. I hear it's pretty great.
Wow.
So there you have it, folks. From my friend Jack Ruddick.
Get out to Billy Wilson's.
I did something a little different on this one. I'm doing Guinness, and I'm just dropping the Jameson in it. I want to try that.
I was going to say, has anybody been able to do the thing where it looks like a little Guinness? I haven't been able to get the separation.
No. I haven't been able to cop.
You know what? I think that the guy was still putting Kahlua in them.
Okay. Maybe that's it.
And that floated down to the bottom.
Well, anyway, bottom's up. Ready?
Here we go.
Three. Bottom's up. Two, one.
Woo, down the hatch.
Oh, baby.
Boo.
I mean, you do get some flakes on the way down, right? Am I the only one?
Yeah.
I'm not getting flakes.
You're saying yours is smooth as silk?
I can't believe it's not more filling. That's a lot of beer we've just chugged, and it still is going down in just the right way.
Yes, yes.
It's going down easy, and
it's going down.
I hope it stays down easy. I got to say that Jameson, just the Jameson one, was pretty good.
Did you miss that creamy sweetness?
Yeah, it didn't have like, it didn't, you know, when you take like a shot of Jameson, it's a little harsh. This just kind of mellows out the Jameson, and boy, you're having fun. And the pressure's not on to beat the curdle.
Mike, you can't handle the pressure.
No,
I live for that.
No, no, no.
I, that's why I'm on Earth, is to have everybody looking at me saying, is he going to curdle or will he come through?
I drink too many high pressure drinks. This is a nice relaxing one.
Hey, they say Guinness is one of the healthiest beers you can drink.
I've heard that. Less, right. The least calories or something.
Like you think
that's
it's
the crazy thing.
Because it's a stout, I guess, and it's dark. So you think like, oh, it must be heavy, but it's not. It's very light.
Very light.
It's 125. So a Miller Lite, which, hey, we love it, but let's admit it has no taste. That's 96 calories. And then a Guinness, a full-bodied meal, is only 125.
Huh.
I would be curious how it tastes to do a car bomb shot into a like Miller Lite or something easy. Like, or something light.
Michael, sounds like you're going to be doing a little bit of investigative booze news.
Maybe I'll do my own a field piece. Kyle here is saying that he's thinking that maybe it's too much carbonation. It would kind of screw it up.
Ah. Ooh, Kyle, thank God you were here.
Right, because Guinness is it's not very carbonated. It's got little bubbles and there's not a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tiny bubbles.
And I'm surprised we haven't spent more time in Mike Hanford's test kitchen, by the way.
The very kitchen.
Test
where
kitchen? Oh.
The Russian root was invented there.
Yeah, I thought this whole podcast.
You want me to come up with drinks, man? I'll come up with drinks all day long, and you're not going to like them.
We should do a Patreon called Mike Hanford's Test Kitchen, where you put all your your harebrained, half-baked ideas on us.
Harebrained, half-baked. These are good drinks.
And hey, maybe one of them makes it to the main pod. That'd be cool.
Or maybe it makes it onto the IBA. Ooh, wouldn't that be something?
Oh my God, that'd be the brass ring.
That'd be huge. Hey, Mike, I was just thinking of pubby type of bars that I like. And I was thinking, pre-COVID, since you moved to New York, did you ever get out? Have you gotten to get to McSorley's at all?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I'd been there once or twice pre-COVID.
Jeff, have you ever been there?
I feel like, didn't we go one time as like part of a sketch fest or something like that? Like,
probably. You'd remember because you order a beer and they hand you two.
Oh, no, I don't.
And there's suds all over the place. My brother took me to McSorley's like the first time I went there.
It's one of the oldest, like surviving bars in America. And it's that cool thing where it's from the 1800s. So like there's pictures on the wall. And some of the pictures are of the bar, and you could look and see like where you're sitting, and there's no pictures on the wall. And then you got like a mind fuck of like, dude, man.
Wait, McSorley's is New York.
I'm there.
New York, not Chicago, right?
Right.
Right. It's like in the Village. It's great because they only have two beers, light and dark. So yeah. When you order a beer, you say, I'll have a light or I'll have a dark. And you just order one beer, but they give you two because they're so frothed up and they're these tiny mug, like handled little steins.
But, and if you see a guy like, if a whole table orders them, one of the bartenders is carrying like, you know, seven or eight in each hand over there.
Oh, it's great. And also the food menu, like I think the only thing they have is this one cheese plate that is a sleeve of saltines with like a little plate of Kraft singles and a little pile of raw onions.
Oh my God.
There was, it's been cleaned up, like the health code or the health, whatever, inspector made him clean it up. But the first time when I went there, it was like dust, like a thick layer of dust over everything.
Oh, because that was
like
a thing.
And stuff hanging over you.
Oh,
and stuff
is
like
this
that.
The chicken bone place?
The yes, wishbone. The wishbone.
Yes, we've been there. Yeah.
In like World War II, when guys were going off to war, they hung wishbones over the light over the bar. And the idea is when they came back, they like took them down. So all the wishbones there each represented somebody who had died at war. And then for, you know, decades and decades, they left them there to honor them. But then they got all like furry with dust.
With dust and probably and mold.
Probably. And then the health department said they had to clean them. And then they did clean them. They broke a lot in the process, but now they're there and they're cleaned.
Yeah. It's a cool place. There's a potbelly stove that like is just a funny thing to have in a bar.
Well, I saw a great thing there. One time I was there on like a Sunday morning during the Del Close marathon. Uh-huh. And it was like packed with people even in the morning. And it was young people and they're all getting really drunk. But then there was this one family, like a little waspy, almost like cartoonishly waspy Republican family with like polo shirts and sweaters over their shoulders. And they were sitting by themselves at a table really, really quietly. Everyone else was like partying and getting drunk. And they were just like sitting there. It was like a family of four with their young kids and stuff. And we were kind of pointing to them being like, what's going on over here? What's with these people? And then the mom from that family who has like her pearls and like a pink polo shirt, she stood up on her table.
What?
And we were like, oh my God, that mom is standing on the table. And she held up a mug of beer and she's like, God bless America. And then immediately 200 drunk 20 somethings sing along and sang the whole song. And it was like, hey, only in New York.
Guys, let's rank this motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
What are your final thoughts?
Let's see. How do I like this thing? Yeah, definitely ordering again. This is a fun one. Get a group of people together. Have these. It's great.
Yeah, I love it. I'm embarrassed to say I thought that I was going to become a cocktail aficionado, but this is my favorite thing I've ever had.
This is great.
This is why I like to be on Earth, is for things like this.
One thing I've heard about is that people smash their teeth drinking these things.
Oh, yeah.
Because that shot glass comes at you fast. So be aware.
Uh-huh. You got to put your top lip over those teeth.
Oh, very good.
Oh, yeah.
Give it a little fleshy bumper.
That's funny. I always hear people like all the time talking about like fleshy bumper this and like hashtag mm-hmm. fleshy bumper. And I never really thought that that's probably what they mean.
I love the Irish car bomb. I'm going to order them again and again and again.
In a weird way, this is an appointment only drink, though, because you don't like.
Yes.
If you're out with people, you're not like other people are ordering whatever drink. You're not going to be like, I'll have an Irish car bomb by myself. Yeah, you have to sort of. It has to be the appointment. Everyone's sort of getting together to do this.
Mike, you're right. And it's a sad fact that you're right.
But appointment only isn't bad. We've discussed this. Appointment only
is just...
No, it's
not bad, but...
It's a certain distinction.
There is a little bit of an asterisk. Yeah, right. It's a certain distinction. You're not going to be doing Irish car bombs willy-nilly.
Right.
And maybe you should. Maybe, yeah. Maybe
if you're
this
home by yourself during the pandemic and you're watching a movie, have a car bomb or two.
Maybe now that I'm watching Sopranos season one from the beginning, instead of
Jeffy.
Making, I'm in.
You caved. Oh, I'm so happy.
So instead of making myself a little old fashioned, I'll make myself a couple Irish car bombs.
You know what I was doing when I was watching Sopranos was a lot of Di Sorono.
Oh, very, very nice. Very Italiano. Is it? I don't know. Is
I feel like when COVID's over, when I'm back to like working in offices, I'm going to, on my way home, stop off at the local watering hole, belly up to the bar by myself, and have 10 or 20 car bombs.
10 or 20? Ouch.
We didn't talk about how many we were going to do. When we set out on this journey today, but I'm glad that we did three. I think that's a good
it was fun.
Number. And the, you know, it's the rule of threes.
Yeah. The comedy rule of threes also applies to beer bomb drinks.
Sure. Should we make it the comedy rule of fours? Just kidding.
I would do it. I simply would do it.
Tim, I would do it too.
Let's do one last one. This is just for old time's sake, this one.
All right, we'll do one last
for the
one.
Road.
Are you guys going to do the Jameson?
No, the Bailey's is the fun part.
I'm doing just Bailey's. I'm going to try that.
Numero 14.
All right, we're back. I screwed up. I said I was just going to do Bailey's, but I accidentally poured the Jamesons in and then just said I'll add the Bailey's. So it could be the three car bombs ahead of this that screwed me up.
Well, thanks for coming clean about it.
Yeah,
it's okay. Well, I didn't want the listener to be like, so how was that pure Bailey's shot? I don't need the hate mail, okay?
Here we go.
Ready?
A three, here a we two, go. A one.
Oh, boy!
Oh. I was watching it curdle as I was drinking it.
How many of these are you supposed to drink? Like, what does the Surgeon General recommend?
How many are you supposed to drink? I talked to a doctor before we did this, and he said zero.
Not even one?
Yeah, I said, well, but it's for the podcast. He said, that doesn't matter.
Still delicious. Like, I still love it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, well, geez, I think we're just about ready for the quiz.
Oh, shit.
You have a quiz?
I thought Tim had a quiz.
Are you guys up for it?
I'm up for a little four car bomb quiz.
Hey guys, at this point, okay. I'm down for whatever.
Yeah, shit.
Damn. Well, it's good that you had four car bombs because this is not so much a quiz as it is a challenge.
Oh no.
Tim.
See, the very response I was going for. Okay. So, this is the Danny Boy Challenge.
Oh, my.
Oh, Danny Boy.
And here's how it works. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Sure.
And
yes.
You guys know the song Danny Boy, right?
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling. Yeah.
Yes, yes. A beautiful, beautiful song. But, and we all love it. Who wouldn't? It brings a tear to your eye. It's beautiful. Yeah. However.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are more lyrics to the song than you think. And there are more parts to the song than you may remember. And the song is a little bit longer than I recalled. And so I thought we'd celebrate this St. Patrick's Day with the Danny Boy Challenge, which works like this. You guys sing Danny Boy to me, and I say who won.
What the fuck?
Okay, at one at a time?
I just sent you guys the lyrics to Danny Boy.
Okay.
And here's the thing, guys. Listen. It's separated into stanzas. You alternate them. I want you to sing honestly. Mm-hmm. I want you to sing sincerely.
Proud and true.
Do the song justice. And here's what I'm judging for. Melody.
Oh.
And phrasing. It's because there's a lot of lyrics in here.
Oh, my God.
And I've been listening to the song all day to see where the words land.
Okay.
And when it goes up, when it goes down.
Now, will there be music with it?
No, it's fully a cappella. So this is an interesting thing right here. You guys have a choice. Who wants to go first? Because the first person will set the key.
Oh, shit.
Mike and Tim, would this be a good time to admit that I don't really remember Danny Boy whatsoever?
Okay, maybe I'll go first then so you kind of hear how it goes. No, you yes. know what? You know what? No. Why don't you go first, Jeff? I think that would be good.
You have to know, Jeff, when you see this first stanza, you'll know it. And give it
your all. Give it
Tim,
your all.
I'm looking right at it, and baby, I don't know shit about it.
And I'll try to match Jeff's take on it.
Here I am, the grandson of Eleanor Santry, and I don't know Danny Boy.
You don't know it.
You, no melody comes to mind whatsoever?
No, Tim, if you have to ask point blank.
I do. As quizmaster challenge architect.
Jeff, I think you'll get it, I think.
I think I might maybe bring a little R&B soul to it.
You're allowed to do that too, but what I'm looking for is correct melody and correct phrasing.
Oh, well, then here goes nothing.
Here we go.
And ladies and gentlemen, here comes the Danny Boy Challenge. Hit it.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes, the pipes.
Oh, no. Oh, this is a train wreck.
Let me begin.
Please start. Please start, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, start.
I was going to say.
That was good, though.
Oh, Tim, I hate you so much.
That was really good, though, what we heard.
Yeah, I bet it was. Here we go. Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside.
From glen to glen.
The summer's gone and all the roses fall in. Tis you, must go and I abide.
All right, Jeff, I'm going to try to follow Jeff's. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or all the valleys hushed with snow. Tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny Boy, oh, Danny Boy, I love you so.
Okay, now wait, pause. Very, very nice work, guys. Mike? Yeah. Now I'm going to have you take this next stanza and you, from your memory, sing the real Danny Boy and let's see if it keys
okay.
Jeff in.
Okay.
From here, when winters come.
Okay. When winters come and all the flowers die.
Oh, beautiful.
And I am dead as I may be. You'll come and find the place where I am lying and kneel and say an ave there. For me.
Beautiful.
But I shall hear those soft you tread above me.
Yeah,
and all my grave shall warmer, sweeter be.
Yes.
And you will bend and tell me that you love me. And I shall sleep in peace. Until you come to me.
Beautiful.
Okay, guys, I have to put an asterisk on this next one. My nephew just came in here and hit me in the crotch with a Nerf bat.
Oh, Daddy Boy, the street flies cool and slowly. Oh, you can hear the Nerf. And I'm still cool. And I go across the glen.
Your broken mother sighs and feels so lonely. Oh, no, he's back.
For you have not returned to smile again. Take it home, Jefferson. Last stanza.
Do I have to do the Nerf bat thing?
No, but this is the part where it goes up. It goes, so if you've died across the
honestly, I'll take that. I'll take that cue.
So if you've died and crossed the stream before us, we pray that angels met you on the shore.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And you'll look down and gently you'll implore us to live so we may see your smiling face once more.
Oh, beat drop. Hell yeah.
Together now for the last line, Jeff. Once more.
Oh,
pretty good.
My God.
Pretty good.
I am bawling my eyes out. And here's the thing. Mike, you knew the song better. You could think of the melody. Jeff started us off with a kind of a Blink-182 song, but Jeff, your ability to adapt
and jumped into it.
To persevere and to jump on board and then hit some correct notes, the winner of this challenge is Jefferson.
Oh, wow. Way to go, Jeff. No, that's great. You won the last one, too. You won the Avalanche.
Oh, the Javalanche.
The Javalanche. I'm sorry. The Javalanche.
I forgot to have a sound effect for this one. That way to go. Cool.
Well, there was enough sound in that one for all of us.
Also, I got to say, I'll reiterate again. I look forward to more lanches.
We got to get more lanches going.
The lanches, the challenges are fun. Oof. I got to come up with a good challenge. I'm just like, here's some questions. Cool, man.
Guys, great singing, both of you. You really warmed my heart on this St. Patrick's Eve.
Yeah, on this St. Patrick's Irish Day. Oh,
The thing about these car bombs, do you feel like each one, I could feel each one hit, like, kick in all at once. So, like, over the course of this podcast, it was like, it wasn't a gentle, gradual rise in drunkenness. It was four steps where it was like, beep,
yep,
beep.
Yeah.
Beep.
Yeah.
Boom, and just bang, right bim. Now, the fourth one hit me.
Good. Hey, that's great. That's good to hear.
I wish I had a vomitorium in my house.
Before we wrap this thing up, did I tell you guys about a celebrity I met recently?
Oh, no.
I forget who it was.
Yeah, no. I did tell you. So I told Tim. But okay, so to fill you in, Jeff, I was at this really cool, chill sort of outdoor bar patio area, and I was there by myself, and the celebrity was there by himself, and we started chatting it up, and we had a few drinks together, and, well, you know, we made a little chit-chat, and, yeah, I made a voice memo of the whole thing and of what was, like, while it was happening. So I...
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We'll play it for you here.
Oh, great.
Oh, boy.
He's a JFK! And Molly's game. I didn't see the postman or JFK. I'm hanging out with Costner. I'm sipping on the Fosters. He's talking about his Oscar. I'm hanging with the guy from JFK.
Damn.
I think he showed his bare ass in Dances with Wolves, but I never seen that one either.
He did. He did show his bare ass.
He did. Okay, well, I never saw it. Yeah, I saw Kevin Costner the other day. It was fun.
And that was your voice memo?
Yeah, I decided to just, save the moment.
That's cool.
That's what's so cool about, like, having mobile devices is that we could just sort of like very quickly, casually.
Oh yeah.
Do a little note.
I do it all the time.
Refreshing in this day and age of like Instagram filters that you would put that up unvarnished.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't want to monkey with it. It was just, yeah, this is how it is.
Well, thanks for sharing it with us.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah. I mean, you're welcome.
Hey, if I ever meet a celebrity, I would quickly get my phone out and put the voice memo recording on.
Yeah.
And then
me too.
Hopefully get something good to share with you guys.
Perfect.
Oh, man. Do you guys remember my Gyllenhaal mishap?
Oh, fuck. This is a real thing. Go ahead, Tim.
I forget.
This is before I had a smartphone. When I only had a flip phone, remember those mini cams? They were like the size of phones, but they're little cameras that were digital.
It was called a flip phone.
Flip cam. Yeah. Flip cam.
Right.
And for whatever reason, we had an idea for like a UCB sketch that like it would be funny to have a shot of a celebrity with us in the shot for some sketch idea we were doing. But when I worked at Gracie Films at The Simpsons and I was on the Sony lot, I went back and forth a lot.
Sure.
But I was at the valet stand in Sony and I saw Jake Gyllenhaal. And hey, we're on the Jilly wagon. We've discussed this.
100%.
Yeah.
We love Maggie. We love Jake. I said, hey, Mike and Jeff will think it's funny if I get a shot of me, a selfie video with Jake Gyllenhaal in the background. So I walked past him and I turned it to selfie mode and I shot my face with Gyllenhaal in the background. And I was nodding to camera like, and Gyllenhaal turned and he saw me. And he goes, real cool, bro. Real cool. And I fucking was, I mean, we're like the same age. How humiliating.
Yeah, it was mortifying.
It was the worst. And I fully cowered and I put the camera down and I ran away sad.
Okay, well, that's our show, a particularly sloppy episode of the pod.
Yeah, it's a St. Patrick's Day celebration.
I blame the Baileys.
Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. That's patreon.com/thesloppyboys. We just covered Daft Punk's 2001 classic, Discovery. Check it out, baby.
Hell yeah.
Fun.
Speaking of awesome pop songs, here to play us out is us, the Sloppy Boys, with our Irish pub rock classic from the album Paradiso, Armageddon.
Goodbye, everyone.
Top of the evening. Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah, the gang is all here, full of whiskeys and beers. Yeah, we're gonna get sloppy tonight. Gonna toss a few back, bottoms up down the hatch, even though we're dropping like flies. You remember old Marty was the life of the party, settled down with his wonderful wife. I heard the poor bastard finally got his masters. What can I tell you, that's life. We said our goodbyes, yeah, we lost a good guy. Yeah, sometimes these times can be tough. Yeah, he pushed in his bar stool and hung up his cup. Said it's fun to be sloppy, but it's time to clean up. We'll keep the light on for ya. You go out there and get 'em. We'll be here fighting a good fight, like Bruce Willis in Armageddon. And Jenny, you know, had a heart made of gold. We all thought she'd end up okay. But despite all her promise, I gotta be honest, she's 10 months sober today. And what about Bertrand, king of the keg stand, a work hard, play hard kind of guy? Well, you know that we'll miss him, cause he got a new position, and the old traditions must die. We said our goodbyes with tears in our eyes, still can't believe Jenny gave up. In Looper.